Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Leeds United We Stand podcast. It's about 45 minutes after Manchester United 0 Southampton 1, it's all getting a bit too familiar, this. With me is Ant. We've been selling the new United We Stand, which has probably got the most appropriate front cover in history on it. It's the first game that it's been out, so you'll be able to get it a couple more games. We've been selling all day. With me, Ant Shaw, Stu Paris, Stu Edwards, terrorist, jihadist, United We Stand seller, all round good guy, and United We Stand seller of the year, after you take me out of the equation. Forgot his proper name, Bloomy, and John Ashton's here. Just before we carry on and start talking about the game, because I'm sure that everybody wants to hear what we've got. We were going in the ground just before about, I don't know what it's like for you, you know, when you're sort of getting in and all your like the security measures and all that. Like, our turnstile, there's only one, isn't there?
There's two.
Yeah, so it's the only part of the ground where there's only two.
It's not
so
four.
The queue's fucking miles, right? Yeah. So, of course, these stewards are all there. By this time, it's about 3:10. The steward walks up, without exaggerating, how tall, Stu?
2'7".
2'7". I reckon 3 foot tops. 3 foot tops. And so she's walking up, right? She's walking up to check, you know, like everybody's bags and stuff, and he's got a box of fanzines there, so she says, can I have that box? So he turned around and just said, what are you going to do, stand on it? I was like, you tight bastard. Oh dear. Yeah,
you were thinking it though.
You said what I was thinking. Yeah. Anyway, you know me, it's not like me.
The smallest steward in history.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I hope she's there next week just so you can apologise to her.
Can't see that.
Just quick, what's the point of games like last week if you're going to go and do that?
Well, it's not surprising, though, is it? Because it's happened for 18 months now, where we've gone to Liverpool, got a result, and then you play at home to somebody like Southampton and then don't get any results. It doesn't matter who we seem to be playing every week, whether you're playing second in the league or you're playing 20th in the league, we've probably got the same amount of chance of winning as we have against anyone. So, but you're completely right, of course.
I think that's the worst thing that could happen. I mean, you're saying what happened last week, but the worst thing that could happen was Rooney scoring in the last 10 minutes. We should have got beat. I mean, if we'd got beat last week, and we possibly could have lost, we should never have lost, drew at Newcastle. But I said a couple of weeks ago we'd probably get 1 point from six.
Yeah, you did.
And we got 4 out of 6, which was a bit of a robbery, really. And then today, so it's like, if last week hadn't happened, would he be closer to the edge today? I'm not so sure he would have.
I don't think he's anywhere fucking near the edge.
No, they haven't got the bollocks to do it. The annoying thing is, he's actually got a decent record against the so-called bigger sides, and then the same things happen again today. With fucking boring. It's shite. It's rubbish.
Oh, I don't even know where to start.
Snidely.
No, we had one shot on goal from 40 yards at home to Southampton. We've got two forwards on the bench, I think. Was Depay on the bench? I didn't know.
Yeah,
was he?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I never seen him move once off the bench.
I think he went home.
We had
in his Rolls Royce.
Southampton strikers were warming up for half an hour before they got on. Yanezai only started moving when the fans started singing for him, which I don't know why we're singing for him. I know.
Christ. Things have got there,
his attitude was that bad in August that, you know, it's just doesn't deserve it at all, does it? Players like him are the reason we're in this mess, and the manager. You know, just really, really sad about the team and like the lack of fight and stuff like that. I mean, as on the manager as well. I mean, Rooney's got back up top and scored a few goals, and all of a sudden he's on the left hand side again. I mean,
unbelievable.
What's that about? It's like you're just changing things for the sake of it, and then his substitutions are obviously. I'm convinced that he decides them before the match and then doesn't change them, like, depending on how the game goes and stuff like that. He makes football far more complicated than it needs to be, I think.
He almost tries to be too fucking technical, doesn't he?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, he's overcomplicated everything since he came. When he plays the big games, is the ones where you've got to be quite tactically astute, he's pretty decent. But as soon as you come up against look at the teams we're getting beat off, Southampton and Swansea. He's got no idea at all on how to play them games. It was like, even Moyes was alright against them.
There's people actually starting to miss Moyes, believe it or not. I am. Do you know what? You know, I'm not a great. I'm not right on horse racing, but I'm a pretty shit football punter. 10-11 at home, United today. 10-11, and I thought, and it was, and I thought, do you know what? Fuck it. That there's no way after last week that we're not going to build on that. And I've put it into an accumulator with a load of other another nailed on one. So you know, they fucked me back up as well.
It's the first half, isn't it? Every week as well. It's like
going on from that. The better the day today. United 0-0 at our time was 6-4 today, which I thought was
ridiculous.
Every single week. How was that possible?
I reckon. I feel sorry for everybody in fucking East End now. Because yeah, they don't see any goals
October
for us.
October was the last goal I've seen.
I have someone told me September.
So yeah,
either way, it's close, near enough from there.
The thing is, you get to see no goals or attacks from United, and then all these last minute winners.
And then the other one was the first game of the season, on goal by Tottenham, wasn't it? So yeah. they've not had a.
Memphis Depay is the only one that scored in the first half in the whole season.
Is that right?
United player, yeah, yeah.
That's an amazing start.
That was again just before half time against Sunderland.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Henry time.
It's the only
moments.
One.
Yeah.
The thing is about this sort of. I mean, if you're in East End, I've got a couple of mates. You're all in East End, aren't you? I know you're not. You're with me.
I am.
You should get half your season ticket money back, Aaron. Imagine that. We should start the campaign now to get East End half price season tickets for next year.
Exactly the same thing at half time. Saying how much you can ask for back this season.
As much as everybody doesn't want to see the manager, like, you know, abused and stuff like that, though, I mean, we're doing ourselves no favours anymore, are we? Because it really is going to pot now.
Well, I'd left back with about 6 or 7 minutes to go to sell a mag. So I didn't see, as I went to the stall put my mags, I didn't see the goal. But I've just had a text off Blackie, and he's just said he got absolutely fucking rinsed on the way out. As in pure grief, apparently.
God saves us taking it and on his behalf like we do every game. We get more shit than he does every single match.
I had three people on me fucking saying, no, it's not worth buying this shit and all that. All right, sure, it's not my fucking fault.
Normal comments. Good luck trying to sell that shit. And you know, I just told him to fuck off.
The thing is, though, he knows it's shit. It's been shit for a long, long time, and he's done nothing about it. So you don't know, do you? But how possibly could he sit through that and ever think that anything there was good? The only shot on target in the entire game is a 40-yard shot from your centre half. How could he possibly sit there and think that's good enough?
And he was the one who did that shit pass, 70-yard pass, which went straight out for a goal kick, I think, for Southampton. And then there was a big boo from North Stand, and he looked and stared for about 5 seconds into North Stand. And it was like, well, fucking hell, what do you expect? What do you expect?
It just seems like there's a genuine lack of quality. You know, where's the players who can hit the ball from the edge of the box? Where's the players who can whip a cross in? Where's the players who can beat a man? There's nothing there at all.
The thing is I if you listen to a couple of any of the Liverpool stuff that was bandied around on Liverpool podcasts or on websites and stuff after the game, they were broken about that result, which obviously makes it, you know, I mean, they take the footy really seriously. We kind of don't really. They were like in bits over it. But the funny thing is they were trying to pacify themselves by saying that United were fucking awful. It's a shit side. It isn't a shit side at all. It's a really good side that's playing shit. They're two totally different
better
things.
Better than Leicester, isn't it? It's better than Leicester's team.
It's a good squad and a good side with loads of talent in it. But this is where you've got to look at managers. Yeah, but this is where you look at managers. At the end of the day, if you've got the tools and the resources, yeah. Right, you know, if you get the shits after a meal, if it's the ingredients, then you know what I mean. It's the ingredients. If you get the quality ingredients, it's the chef that's fucked it up, innit?
Are you on about wings?
In joke there.
Well, the thing is, like,
the manager's at fault, though.
Yeah, he is, but I don't think we have actually got the tools. Yeah, he's got fucking rid of them all.
He's got tools all over the pitch.
Fucking rid of them all. He's got not no fucking
attack.
The thing
attack. Is, why is Mata not setting goals or scoring goals anymore? You know, why is Rooney not doing them sort of things? Why is Martial, after scoring five in his first four, now
Martial
scored four?
Playing on the fucking right.
Well, this is the thing. Yeah, so you've then got to make playing the manager. You've got to start blaming the manager, I suppose, for that, for drilling these kind of qualities out of players.
Martial's a striker, but at the moment he needs to play left wing for United because he's the only player that's got any pace and can pick the ball up and try and take a man on deep, you know, like on the halfway line.
Why has he been playing on the right last couple of games? Fucking don't make sense.
Yeah, because United have got no wingers and they've left themselves short, he actually has to play there at the moment. But you know,
if you're a manager who can make an Italian unable to defend, a German inefficient in midfield, and a Spaniard unable to create a fucking thing. That takes some serious doing, I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's a
joke. I'm impressed.
Joke.
New contracts.
And then you have your... He has his goalkeeping coach stood on the touchline dictating.
Is that who
play.
That is?
Yeah.
All right, I wondered because...
What the fuck's that about?
Yeah, saw that. The goalkeeping coach was out off the bench.
Like Tony Colton stood there 10 years ago, wasn't it? It never happened.
God, he was a proper... Forgot about it. He was a proper bin man, wasn't he? Scruffiest.
Absolute fraud of a man. He's always on MU TV now. He's played for United the same amount of times as I did, and I never played for City.
Do you know... MU TV, they've got Quinton fucking Fortune on there.
Oh, they love anyone.
Yeah,
they'll love anyone.
He's an ambassador.
It's a tram to the game.
Quinton Fortune gets the tram.
Walking down on Matt was really...
Any other results from today? I've not seen any
Spurs
results. Spurs
won last minute.
Yeah, so that's
Liverpool won last minute.
Liverpool won 5-4.
They're doing 5-4.
They've seen more goals today than we've seen in about 6 months. Unreal. What next then? Obviously, you know.
That'll be FA Cup.
Well, we're coming. I'm going to have a chat about the FA Cup in a minute because obviously that's probably the only thing we've got left playing for. But, you know, what's the next league game?
Stoke.
Oh, that Tuesday night game.
Yep.
Can't wait for that. Tuesday night, selling the mag in the rain. Great. What do you think the club are going to do with this? Do you think they're just going to carry on as they've done all on?
If we've got a new manager now, though, we could get fourth, couldn't we? Easy. And I think it's a real, and not just the money side of it. I'm not bothered about that. I'm not bothered about how much money the Glazers get. But I actually think it puts you back a few years because players that are available in the summer, like just an example, he might not become available. But if Bale did, he's not going to go to somebody outside the top four. It's like when we had the Moyes season, we lost out on Alexis Sanchez, I think.
Because of Moyes.
And I think we really need to try and finish in that top four. But I've got a bad feeling that they're waiting so that they don't have to pay him any compensation.
Somebody said to me at half time, and it's never dawned on me, and I don't know whether I agree with him or not, he just said the longer it goes on that United aren't doing anything, the more he's certain that United have already done something. Does that make sense?
It does kind of make sense because obviously if for example there's a manager lined up for the summer, just say for example it was somebody like Guardiola, they're not going to sack a manager now to then bring somebody in temporary. So I do get the feeling that he's there to the summer no matter what, even if we don't win a game to the end of the season.
Now we're definitely not going to get in the top four, so we may as well gamble.
I don't agree. I don't think he'll be there. I think the waiting, same as Moyes, if we finish outside that top four, that's the point they sack him, and then Giggs stays till the end of the season, and then whoever comes in, it's likely someone like Mourinho.
It's just absolute shoddy planning. That's what it is. It really is. There's a risk now. There's a real risk that we won't make that top four now. So
I've done a piece in the mag about it. I think it's pretty obvious what the plan is. The plan is absolutely, and it's so obvious to anyone who sort of works in management, that the plan is that Van Gaal coaches Giggs into that job and then he takes it over. And that's going to be such a massive risk. The problem is now United are now sort of 18 months into that plan, and they've got what's now going to be tested is whether they hold their nerve on it.
Well, the thing is, I mean, Giggs as a coach has had to learn from Moyes and Van Gaal. I mean, what good's he going to get out of that? Surely, if anything, it's setting you back more than anything else. But I don't know. Even one of them, could Giggs do a worse job right now than what Van Gaal's doing? You know, give him 6 months in the job, I don't know.
If Giggs wants to manage, then go and manage somewhere. At least Gary Neville's had the balls to go and actually put his neck on the line and do it. And I've not seen any
fucking
of that.
Fucking it up left, right and centre, haven't he?
Yeah, but at least he's had the balls to do it. It's like some people just like sit back for years and don't ever do it. It's easy. Snipe from the sidelines, but he's put himself out there.
But do you not think though that Swansea job coming up, you know, Welsh international, you know, Welsh FA ambassador, blah blah blah, that job comes up and you don't even throw your hat in the ring?
Convinced he'd take him.
The thing with a job like that is what more could he possibly, he could not achieve more with Swansea than David Moyes did with Everton. And I think once you go to a club like that, I think you've pissed on your chips completely to ever managing a top club like United.
Unless, like you said, something's going to happen come May, June, and he's been promised a role still, makes sense.
The fact that no one seems to be talking, no one seems to be twitching, no one seems to be even doing anything suggests to me that there's nothing to do anymore. It's already done.
Yeah, no, I agree. The longer it goes on, and, you know, like I said, a couple of weeks ago, we were thinking, oh, January, if we lose 2 or 3 games, and we're 5 points off Tottenham now, we're stood here, could easily get knocked out of the FA Cup next Friday. But I don't think it'll change. And if it doesn't happen in the next couple of weeks, why would it change? Why would it happen between now and May? With how many games left? League games? 14?
We'd have absolutely walked it if we'd have sacked him after Norwich, I think. We'd have been fine. But
yeah, don't disagree with that.
The longer we're waiting, the more you know, danger we're in of not getting that top four place.
Problem is, though, is the media are the ones who are after him and the supporters are after him. The club don't seem to be, but now the club are going to have to start being forced by media and by peer pressure. So there wasn't a single positive to take from that today, was there?
Nothing at all, apart from the fact that he may be slightly nearer to the exit door. That's about the only thing you can possibly take from a game like that.
Yeah, I mean, I've not heard booing during the game for quite a long time. That was evident in the first half. By all accounts, he got absolutely pelted on the way out, so it doesn't look good for him. That said, though, regardless of the manager, that fucking team has got to play better than that against teams like Southampton, because let's face it, they weren't any good. I didn't see the goal, but I know a lot of people who said Charlie Austin's going to come on and score it. Derby then, lads. We all going? You going, Stu?
No. Cousin's 18.
And?
I don't know
what to say to that. I'll come and crash it when
I'm
on the way home.
Stu, are you going? You've got work to do as well, haven't you?
Is she fit?
All right. We understand now. All right, so you're not going because your cousin's 18, something I don't understand. You're going to a mate's leaving, do I?
Yeah.
Something else I don't understand. You going?
I'm going, mate.
Dubs, you're on.
Yeah, I'm
on. And you're on as well.
Yeah.
What are you expecting? Do you think he'll play a full side, or do you reckon he'll bring out the youth team that got twatted last night?
0-0 replay, I'm going for.
Got to go and try and win that cup, though, now, haven't we?
Well, we won't win anything with that manager in charge, because as soon as we make an half-decent team at home, like a mid-table team, we'll get beat. I think.
What team's going to start with? That's another question, isn't it?
Well, Damian was spitting blood, apparently. So he's out for a few.
So is I.
Is the tooth fell out?
Yeah, so we've got a few injury problems now.
Gingivitis. Can't be out of gingivitis.
How many fullbacks have we got injured now?
They're all bust, aren't they? But we have got fullbacks to play, though, haven't we, still? Because we've got hundreds of them.
I think the problem you've got now, especially though with the Europa League as well, is whether a sort of stick or twist scenario, because potentially we could still have about 30 games left this season, and you have to prioritise. You know, we can't rest players in a league now if he wants to finish top four, but he's also feel like you've got to win a trophy as well, so he's got to find some kind of balance that he's not managed to do for 18 months, so I'm not particularly confident.
Do you play a full team at Derby?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt.
We're not going to be able to compete in all three, are we? I don't think now. Do you know with how important the games are? We've got no defenders. The only defenders we've got are midfielders.
I don't know anyone plays anymore.
The only wingers we've got are strikers.
He may be laughing this week, saying that because left winger Ashley Young's got injured, we now need to buy a left back.
Yeah,
it's unreal, isn't it?
No. Buy a left back.
We've got Stoke 4 days later who'll come and kick us off a park. So
when do you ever see Barcelona playing fucking youngsters like Guidi? Like the 17-year-olds that are unproven even in the under-21s. I mean, like, if they're good enough, fair enough, but they've not proven even anything in the reserves, have they? So,
I've got a bit of a gripe with the old youth thing at the minute, because, I mean, I'm all for the old club traditions of the way we keep promoting youth and this, that and the other. But again, we just talked about it then. The youth team was smashed 5-1 by Chelsea again last night. For the last 3 or 4 years, Chelsea and City have absolutely monopolised the youth level, and yet they don't bring a single player through, and yet we're bringing 3 or 4 of them through. So it's a fine line now. You think, so far, right, fair enough, you do want a young... You do want... Well, exactly.
Lingard today.
You do want young...
It's awful, isn't it?
You want young players to come through, but you also have to say to yourself, well, if you're going to bring young players through...
Jackson did all right today. He was all right today.
To his credit, when he came on at Anfield, which was a bit of a bear pit of an atmosphere at the time, and the way the game was, I thought he handled himself
But the thing is, when you're bringing young players through, you should be bringing fullbacks like with the ambition. Can that player become one of the three best fullbacks in the world? Not... Like, oh, he's a young player, so we have to give young players chances, and that's all we seem to be doing. And at the minute, they've neglected the youth league, and then they're letting these players.
We're going to start the match at Derby with Paddy McNair right back and Cameron Bolton Jackson at left.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
That is full strength right now. That's the problem.
I thought Paddy McNair was our most attacking and creative player in that second half. I thought when he came on. Aren't the academy getting dicked every week?
The under-18s have lost 10 games in a row, and then we got beat 5-1 last night.
Is anyone even in charge of it yet?
Well, this is the thing. No. We keep saying, we want managers in it. We want managers in it who promote youth and this, that and the other, while the club's absolutely neglected that state. So what's he got to work with? It's all right, well and good saying, play these young players. And then when we come through, they're all crap.
When did McClare leave 18 months ago and he's not been replaced?
Club secretary, I think, is in charge, as at the minute. So... fucking mess.
You've just reminded me about Lingard. It really pissed me off when he scored at Newcastle.
Was getting annoyed at goals?
No, really pissed me off. His celebration. If Roy Keane was around, he'd have ripped his head off. Sticking his tongue out of business. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Didn't Ferguson sell that Mamma Diouf because he celebrated like a dickhead or something? Like, he just sold him. Just like that.
For some reason, Lingard reminds you of Escott. I don't know why.
I just think that epitomises the youth team at the moment, and they're coming through and I think they've made it, and Depay's the other one, isn't he? But Lingard, he scores a goal and then he should have won the game, shouldn't he? Should have made it 3-1 again, like he did at was it Watford?
Anyway. He's absolutely shit.
I don't think he's going to make it. Blimey, full team at Derby or not?
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, definitely.
I don't think it will be.
Do you think it needs to be that? Because I think Derby will turn United over.
I think we're going to be 2-1 if we play 14 or not.
I think we'll struggle, definitely.
I mean, like I said, Stokes 4 days later.
Would you play a full team?
Definitely.
Derby?
We don't go for it in any game, and I don't see that changing. I would play a full team, but I think he'll set up to not get beat like he does every game.
The Friday night, though, does give you more time to recover, doesn't it? So that's the bonus there. So I think he's got to play
work.
Support will drag us to a replay next Friday.
Friday night, though, how good is that?
Brilliant. Absolutely. I cannot wait. Who gives a shit about the football, though? Let's be honest.
The coach goes at 1:30. Coach goes at 1:30.
Thursday.
Yeah, we've got a boozer lined up, but yeah, that's just going to be it. Friday night football. Did you go to was it Cambridge last year on a Friday?
I've been for the games morning football. This is brilliant.
I'm all for Friday night. All football should be played on a Friday night. Do you know the plus point though is what happens? You know, normally when you have a big away day on a Saturday and then you just veg out all and make an absolute twat of yourself on Sunday and then go to work and then you know your missus or whoever doesn't talk to you for another fortnight. Friday nights you can get trashed. Then Saturday you get over it and then you get yourself back in credit on the Sunday. It's just a fucking win all round, absolute win. So. Yeah, I'm all for Friday night football. Should be a good trip, shouldn't it?
Yeah, can't wait, mate. Should be super.
You've not been on the bus for a while.
No, what's that? Do you know what? I've only done 3 aways this year and we've won all 3 of them. So,
where do you go?
Like that. Everton, Watford, and Villa.
All right.
So,
Villa was Friday night, wasn't it?
That was a Friday night as well,
yeah. God, that was another Friday night that rolled into Monday. Yeah, that should be good. Should be good fun. So, you looking forward to it?
I am. Yeah, the only thing is I've got work the next day, so
don't worry about it. My thoughts. You looking forward to it, mate?
Yeah, can't wait. I mean, I came to Villa on the Friday night. That wasn't as good because I went on the train, but looking forward to getting on the bus.
Don't get people go on trains to get into football, and it just doesn't matter. And then they're the first to moan when there's no trains to get back after the game.
Two mates are going to that midget land game, and they're staying in the Legoland over there in a pirate themed room with three of them.
There'll be some seriously dodgy stuff going on in that room, I tell you now. It should be good fun Friday. It should be a good game,
and it'll be a good trip.
Well, you won't. You'll be at a do, won't you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you'll be at a do.
He told me he was going to get it on his phone. Watch it at the do.
Live stream it.
BBC.
It's not worth the money. No doubt about it. Yeah, it should be a good trip. Pub for something sometime in the morning, and then we'll head down there and have a good time. Do you think, just to wrap this sort of up, are you of the view that if he loses that cup game, that could be it?
I honestly have no idea. I actually thought when I was coming home from Stoke that there's no way he could stay at United. Next game, the players actually look like they've had a word with him about something and then come out, you know, looking like they're willing to attack and with a bit of freedom. But I just... You can't say, can you? Because he should have been sacked after that. That was the lowest it could get for me. So if he survives that, then he can survive anything.
Yeah. Bomb-proof, Stu.
I think he's here till the end of the season.
Yeah, you agree with that?
Unfortunately, yeah, people at the top have not got a clue, really. Yeah. So,
Dubs, you reckon no matter what in the cup game, it's as you were?
He's already got away with... For me, right now, it's worse than anything we've even seen under Moyes right now. Because, all right, fair enough, you know, Moyes inherited a team that's, you know, had to have a bit of a transitional period. Van Gaal's had 18 months, and he's also had a very good period. You know, the team's regressed so badly since last April, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And it's irrecoverable. For me, it's irrecoverable where he's at with the club. So, but, yeah, if he's got away with that, then I can't see a cup exit doing much to damage that.
I reckon come 10 o'clock Friday. In fact, come 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, not one of us will care less. No. So, you know, not a great day for United. Another defeat at home, which is against an inferior side. I don't care what anybody says. So we're back to square one after the dizzy heights of last week's smash and grab at Anfield. only one thing for it, and that's to go and get ruined at Derby and have a good time, as we're pretty good at that. So anyway, hope you enjoyed the new mag. If you haven't got it, you'll be able to get it at the next home game, which is Stoke. We're not selling it at Derby because none of us are going to be in a good enough state to do that down there. Ant, Dubs, cheers for coming on, and we'll speak to you on the podcast after Stoke.